First up, from a British sporting point of view, to come back to Olympia, we get a chance to see you. How important is it for you to be, first up, competing at Olympia with Vallegra?
For me, it's very, very exciting. This has to be probably one of the biggest competitions for me that I really look forward to every year. I think for me, it was always one of my dreams to get here and ride at Olympia. I think with the Christmas spirit and everything, it just makes it really, really special. And to be riding, you know, again, in the home grounds, you know, not many of the British fans get to see me because we compete a lot abroad. Most of our big competitions are away. So it's great that the British fans get to see Vallegra again.
And on the British, that from that point of view, they don't get a chance to see. Is that frustrating from a British rider's point of view that you don't get that opportunity very often to show your talents? Okay, you had the Olympics, but since then, it's, you know, it's probably Olympia is going to be about the only time that the British fans get to see you with Vallegra.
I guess, you know, it's part of the sport is that we travel around to all the different countries and to compete. And I think for me as a rider, I find that really exciting as well, to go to places that I've never been and different venues and meet different people. So for me, I do actually thoroughly enjoy going abroad and competing. But yeah, the downside is that, you know, everybody here in Britain don't get to see Blueberry very much. So it does make it probably a little bit more special when they do get to see him.
And you as the world number one, you've been feted, you've been at awards. What's it for you? Do you feel different?
It's overwhelming, really, with what I've, the awards this year that I've done, and it's kind of a massive honour. And to think of all my fans and, you know, the support I've had has been incredible, and it's just been crazy for time-wise to try and fit everything in and carry on training and teaching.
Does that come with added pressure? As you say, you've got to try and train and do whatever you've got to do. Does that put you under pressure to try and maintain that level of commitment to your sport with your horse?
Well, I always want to better myself anyway. I always want to do better. I got a new world record at the Europeans in the Grand Prix, and I was point something off of the freestyle world record. I go out there to enjoy. I don't really worry about what other people think or say, or just, you know, I go out there because I do what I do and I love doing what I do. And the fact that I have such an amazing horse and partner such as Vallegra makes it even better. To kind of go out there and, you know, I want to always do better and crack another world record.
But here you are turning up at an indoor event and training the horse, where perhaps you might say, right, it's great that I'm in front of the British fans, but for you, you want this world record. Were you going to look to say, what, could I do it at Olympia, or could I be doing it at the World Equestrian Games? What's your thoughts on that?
I'd love to do it at Olympia. I mean, it'd be great for everyone to see it here, but who knows? I mean, you know, it's a very tight arena, I have to say, at Olympia. The crowds are very, very close. The atmosphere, you kind of, the horses feel it a lot more. But I definitely don't, you know, I am going there to try and break that world record. Whether it'll happen, who knows? I still think I can get more in the Grand Prix as well. So I'd love to kind of re-break my record that I got at the Europeans. I just want to do better.
Do you expect to break the world record? I get the sense that you do.
I don't expect to. I want to. I don't expect to. I mean, who knows? I mean, the thing is, he's a horse. I know he'll try his hardest, but, you know, it's so hard. You know, I know at home he's good enough to break that world record, but, you know, when you get in the arena, different atmospheres, you know, you just never know.
And what do you need to do from a riding point of view? You've got this wonderful horse. From you, how are you learning and involving yourself from your own riding skills? What are you learning?
I think, I think I've definitely learned that I have to enjoy it, and that I do. And I
did you not before?
I think it was, I've always enjoyed it. But I mean, I can remember from my earlier days, is the fact that I used to get really nervous and I used to worry about everything and warming up with, you know, the riders that I kind of ride with, I used to frighten the life out of me, whereas now I just, you know, I just do my own thing.
Because you're world number one.
Before I even became world number one. But yeah, I just do my own thing and go in there and absolutely just have the time of my life. And I can honestly say that's what happened at the Olympics. You know, everyone was like, God, weren't you nervous? I was like, no, because it's just another show. It was just another show that I went there and had fun.
And when you've got, I mean, Olympia will be a full house for the freestyle, and you get full houses. Do you find that easier to compete with you and your horse with Vallegro when you've got a full house? Is that the incentive? Is that what gives you the buzz?
It is a real buzz to kind of ride there with that atmosphere because everybody is so close. But I have to say it probably affects your horse a little bit because obviously they feel that buzz. And I know Blueberry always gets a little bit hotter there than he probably would at another show. But that's what I love. I love riding on the edge of whether it can either make it or break it.
Now you are world number one. Have you spoken to other world number ones in sport, whether Scott, Ben, or and other sports, and what they go through? Because there are pressures, because everyone wants to be where you are.
I haven't really spoke to... Ben and Scott are never around to yep. speak to. They're everywhere yep. all the time. So, no, I don't really ever see them. But I guess the pressure is only what you put on yourself, isn't it? I mean, I'm quite lucky. I can just blank out most things and just, you know, I just do. Nobody has to put any pressure on me because I put my pressure on myself. But, you know, you have to. It's putting that pressure on that you can deal with it and not letting it defeat you. I think that, and putting the nerves into you and you panicking and freaking out about it, I think it's how you deal with it.